That right there is the Robosexuals, a local band with their song Women and Men from their album Mistakes Enough for Everyone. I love the Robosexuals, and they're on a very, very deep hiatus. So deep that they're inactive. But no official word on a breakup or anything. So you never know. Those kinds of things are not a bad thing because, hey, maybe when they decide that they're back into it, they will make some more music, which will be good for all of us. yeah, the members, which would be Shane. And I actually don't have the tool keys with me. Oh, that'd be Shane and Sean. That was difficult. Anytime you're in doubt with a Vancouver band, just kind of go like, that was Shane and Sean. So Shane and Sean and the drummer, who would be Mark, of course, Mark, with like a Polish sounding last name. Can't think of it off the top of my head. They're all busy with other things, so it's not like they are inactive. And when I leave out the newer guitar player, that his name would be Rolf, and he is busy as well with some things musically. So they're all busy, and if you like one member over another, then don't worry, you can find them being active musically someplace else. Okay. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I'm your host, Anita B. And I'm sorry I started a little bit late, but holy, the roads were awful, and I mean that. And I actually left kind of early, and I was pretty proud of myself, thinking, I'm being so conscientious, such a good CITR DJ. But I hit some traffic. It was bizarre at 41st and Granville, so I'm heading west. Yeah, that's right. I was heading west, though. Not 41st. It was King Edward. And holy God, the roads just weren't moving, like two lanes. So if you're around there, if you're driving around 41st, or sorry, King Edward. What's wrong with me? King Edward and Granville, going west on the east side of Granville. Two lanes, not moving at all. And then as I slowly inch my way closer, I saw a sign that said obstruction, like an orange construction sign. I thought, obstruction? What's an obstruction? I know what construction is. So I decided to get all crafty and go through Shaughnessy and then decide to go down Granville and then maybe hang a lift at 16th. Big mistake. So there you go. I'm unloading on you all. But yeah, so Canadian music, that's why I'm here. Canadian music, and that's what we're all going to be listening to for the next hour and 20 minutes until 8 o'clock. All right, I've been suffering from some terrible heartburn. Yes, I'm pregnant. I'm 21 weeks right now. 21 weeks, which means I'm closer to giving birth than I am to having conceived. Which is exciting on some level because pregnancies don't do well with me. Two is all I'm going to experience. I really wanted twins the first time around. And I ran kind of here, so I'm like all out of breath. But I kind of wanted twins on the first time because I thought, well, two for the price of one, right? Getting pregnant once, that's not bad. No, it didn't happen. But the big fear was I was going to have twins on the second. I was like, oh, good God. And even my doctor thought I might, but because it does run in my family. So no twins, but terrible heartburn. I'm at the stage where I'm at heartburn central. And anyone who's out there suffering from heartburn, and I got to tell you, this is my, what do you call it? Sort of a disclaimer, yes. My disclaimer on the following. I got to tell you, I am not into holistic stuff at all, nor am I into naturopathy, any of that stuff. Particularly, I'm not against it per se, but it's not really my goal in life to be a practitioner or any of that stuff. Anyways, but as I was surfing the internet a couple nights ago, I discovered the joys, and it works, of apple cider vinegar. Apple cider vinegar, so Google it. You'll come up with all kinds of people who claim the benefits of it for basically every ache and pain. So I've been carrying to work my little apple cider vinegar bottle. I've been carrying it with me wherever I go with like a little shot glass. And it really helps. It's shocking. Right now, though, the heartburn is so crazy that even that's sort of not working. Like Tums, Rolaids, no way. My heartburn level's way past that. But anywho, I know you're like, okay, I don't really care. Let's just listen to some more music. So that's what I'm going to do. Whew, out of breath already. This is, I tell you, being pregnant. You guys are so lucky. Guys, you were very, very lucky. And for all you happy pregnant women, well, good on you. I hope you, yeah, good. I'm glad you're enjoying it. But anyways, we're going to hear some Arcade Fire. Funeral, yes. Funeral. So we're going to hear song number one, which is called Neighborhood Number One, and then in brackets, Tunnels. So you are listening, of course, to CITR 101.9 FM. And the band that is now situated out of Montreal. Members originally from Texas and all over, but yeah, Montreal is their home, place they call home. This is Arcade Fire from their album Funeral, the first song. All right. That right there was Plumtree. Plumtree, who hailed from Halifax. And the album we just heard that song from is Predicts the Future. So Plumtree predicts the future. And the song was Scott Pilgrim. And that was released in 97 on Cinnamon Toast Records. All right. Before that, we heard the Dish Rags. So we heard two all-girl bands there. And the Dish Rags, we heard the song High Society Snob from their album. Well, not, sorry, it's not their album. It's actually a compilation. And it's new here at the station. It's called All Your Ears Can Hear. Underground Music in Victoria, 1978 to 84. And that would be off disc one because there is another disc. And then before that, we heard Arcade Fire in there with a song from their album Funeral. Okay, it is 6:55. And it's quite chilly out there. Yes, it is. Oh, yes. And, oh, American Thanksgiving, by the way, is tomorrow. So if there's anybody from the States actually listening, well, happy early Thanksgiving. And I'm going to play us something new. This is a kind of exciting here. All right. So I'm going to play us something, a show that I missed, but yet a show that I regret. But the condition I've been in lately, I'm in no condition to go to any sort of show lately. Okay. Yeah, my pregnancy. I'm just a big old complainer. But yeah. So anyways, Evaporators. That's who I'm talking about. The Evaporators played a show here at in the sub here at UBC. And that was, I think it was on November 2nd. And it was an all ages show. And it celebrated Nardwar. I'm out of breath. I'm telling you. This is how out of shape I am. I'm out of breath. I think maybe it's the baby's fault. Okay, anyways. Whew, okay, so where was I going with this? Oh, right. So this show on November 2nd celebrated Nardwar's 20th anniversary of doing his show on on Fridays. That's right. I just have to do the math. It's 07. That's right. 87. He started it in 87. So that'd be 20 years. And it was free. So, I know it would have been fun, but whatever. So anyways, the Evaporators now, in case you're curious, of course, are Nardwar. And then you've got Dave Carswell on guitar and vocals. And Stephen Hamm is on the bass, the organ, piano, and vocals. So Hamm, that would be Big Hamm versus Little Hamm. Right from the band Canned Hamm. There you go. Who else is in the band? Oh, yeah. Scott Livingston's been playing drums with them for a long time. And Hamm is, he'd be like the most recent addition to the Evaporators. He would be replacing John Collins because all the times I saw the Evaporators, it was John Collins on bass. But I'm assuming it's because he's very busy with not only recording at his studio, JCDC, but because he's also in the New Pornographers. So the guy's busy. So anyways, so there you go. You got Hamm. That's a pretty good lineup right there. So let's listen to, actually I'm looking at the album right here. And if you look at the jewel case, oh yeah, look at this. I'm looking at the jewel case right here and there's a nice photo. And where would that be taken at? Maybe like, oh yeah, this looks like that club that's a 17th in Maine. What's it called? Anyways, good times there. There's Hamm on stage, shirtless. And looking like he's having a good old time. And it looks like it must be a Christmas show. And it's just packed. Nardwar is so engaging. He's like his own religion. Yes. Wow. Okay. Anyway, so let's hear a song from this. Let me stop talking. And then we're going to hear... I got to tell you, this is the first time I've seen the album. I know it's been here. New at the station. So I got my grubby little hands on it. And let's find a title that really grabs me. So let's see. How about... Oh. That one could be good. I like the name of this song. Sasquatch and Me Ate Berries for Free. So that'd be song number 12, in case you're playing along at home. All right, let's see how many minutes that one is. A lot of these songs are really short. Okay, come on, CD player. Pull it up, please. Here, the equipment's a little bit old here at the station. And it's just like, shh, shh, shh. Oh my God, there's something wrong with this CD player. Come on. Anyways, you are listening to Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Maybe that's why I have this thing about Sasquatch. I'm going to pull this into the other CD player. Maybe we'll get a song coming. That'd be song 12. And yeah, my name is Anita B anyways. And CITR is the station that this is all coming at you from. And song 12. I'm talking about the Vaporators, new album, Gassy Jack and Other Tales. There we go. Looks like I might have a CD player that works here. Yes, we are all set to go. So this is Sasquatch and Me, 8 Berries for Free. All right. That right there was the Winx with their song Guitar Swing. And that song can be found on their new, well, not their new album, but a new compilation. And that is called CBC Radio 3 Breaking New Sound Presents. And I really like that song. I think it's quite good. And then before that, we heard the Constantines with their song Young Lions from their album Shine a Light. That was released, let's say 4 years ago on Three Gut Records. They happened, the Constantines, originally out of Guelph and now residing in Toronto. Okay, I'm excited here, though, because, and I'm talking a little early, I've got a Bionic song coming up. So the song I'm going to play for you guys is called Heroin Hates You, and it's off a compilation, which is called Syrup and Gasoline Volume 2. And the reason why I'm talking right now is because if you want Bionic tickets, give me a call. Bionic. So they are playing on Friday, November the 23rd, which would be, oh, good golly, this Friday at Pub 340. Today's Wednesday already. So they're playing with a band called Trigger Effect. And what can I tell you about Bionic? He was the guy from Bionic. What's his name again? I should know this. It should just come right off. Hold on. I know it. It's right here someplace. So song number 17. Of course. Who would that be? The guy from Bionic. Well, anyways, it doesn't matter. Check them out. They've been around forever out of Toronto. And he records a lot of bands. And his name escapes me, but that's okay. So if you're interested in winning some tickets, give me a call here at the station. The number here is 604-822-CITR. That'd be 822-2487. 604-822-CITR. And I will give you the tickets. And the tickets for this Bionic show is with Trigger Effect at Pub 340. And it's you and a guest. So you can't go wrong with that, can you? You and a guest for a Friday show. Just give me a call. And if you're polite, I'll give you the tickets. And there you go. Because I'm not asking a lot, am I? And I'm giving something away. Okay, so one more call for anyone who wants Bionic tickets. Bionic with Trigger Effect at Pub 340 this Friday. It's a weekend show. Can't go wrong with that. Free. You and a guest, give me a call, 604-822-2487. That would be 604-822-2487, which is 822-CITR. All right, this is Bionic on CITR. CITR. It's this Friday. Oh, no problem. It should be. Yeah, and it's free, right? You can't go wrong. Okay. Okay, thanks a lot. It's so tragic and you almost pulled it through. Call the train, that's the pain. Tell us so much you'll see it. Mesmerizing all the cracks in the time that you walk by, vaporize, synchronize.
Students improve their standings in math and English on provincial exams? Would you like to improve your own skills for teaching and leadership? Do you plan on entering the PDP program or law enforcement, youth work, BSW, or medicine? Volunteer as a tutor in an innovative program at QE Secondary School in Surrey in this midweek after-school program. In its 12th year, it has proven to be a rewarding experience for students and volunteer tutors. Contact Ms. Bond at 604-581-3476, 604-581-3476, or email bond_ats@hotmail.com.
Thank you.
Right, that right there is DOA with their song from 1979 from a 7-inch, What You Gonna Do? And that can be found on a new compilation of their own, which is DOA Punk Rock Singles, 1978 to 99. It's got 26 songs on it. And yeah, that was very well recorded, I thought. That sounded quite good. There you go, DOA. And then before that, let's see, we heard, I've got it right here on the computer. Right, the Super Friends with their song Rescue Us from Boredom from their mock-up Scale Down album that was released on Murder Records back in 95. I love that record. It's so good. You gotta love the Super Friends. And then the Pumons were in there before that with their song their song was She Has Told. And that was from their album called By Surprise, released in 97. And then Bionic was in there. And the song we heard was Heroin Hates You from the compilation Syrup and Gasoline Volume 2, which is a Grenadine Records compilation out of Montreal. There you go. So, speaking of Bionic, and I'm going to play something that where there is a connection to Bionic now, coming up now. I'm going to play us the Weaker Thans. But anyways, this new Weaker Thans album, which is called Reunion Tour, was produced by Ian Blurton. And the name had escaped me when I was giving away tickets for Bionic. And of course, Ian Blurton is the genius behind Bionic. So, by the way, nobody got the tickets for Bionic. One nice guy called, but he seemed to be busy Friday night. But it was nice that he called. So if anyone's interested in seeing Bionic play this Friday night at Pub 340, that'd be Friday, November the 23rd, so two more nights, with the band Trigger Effect. So it's Bionic with Trigger Effect for free. Give me a call here at 604-822-2487. 604-822-CITR. There you go. And not only do you get to go to the show for free, it's you get a guest. So it's you plus one. And all you have to do is show up. Your name will be at the door. So if you want your name at the door for the show, give me a call here for Bionic. Bionic tickets. That'd be you and a guest Friday, November the 23rd. This Friday at Pub 340. Bionic, 604-822-CITR. All right. Hey, someone's calling. Cool. Okay, so I'm going to play us something from the new Weaker Thans album. So just hang tight there, caller. And their new album is called Reunion Tour. They have a song that I'm going to play for us now. It's called Virtue the Cat Explains Her Departure. All right, here you go. This is the Weaker Thans on CITR 101.9 FM. Oh, and by the way, I should probably tell you, I don't think I've mentioned it, but this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. It's all Canadian music, and I'm your host, Anita B.
It had something to do with the rain, leaching loamy dirt, and the way the back lane came alive. Half moon whispered go. For a while I heard you, missing steps in the street, and your anger pleading in an uncertain key, singing the sound that you found for me. When the winter took the tips of my ears, found this noisy home full of pigeons and places to hide. And when the voices die, I emerge to watch abandoned machines waiting for their men to return. I remember the way scrapping with the ferals and the tabby. Let you brush my matted fur. How I'd knead into your chest while you were sleeping. Yeah.
Hey, Quentin and Dave from Chips with Everything.
Hey, Heather from Queer FM, what's up?
Well, you know how Bryce, our program director here at CITR, has kind of been riding all of our asses about making promos for our shows?
Cha! Yes!
Well, you know, I was thinking, like, over at the CBC, they have this woman named Promo Girl, and she comes on once an hour and tells everybody what's coming up, and it's usually kind of theatrical, and she has, like, a really sexy voice and stuff. So anyway, I was thinking that I'd really like to have a promo boy, or like, promo boys. Would you guys be up for that?
Sure. What do we have to do?
Just tell people about Queer FM, really.
Okay.
Queer FM features news, views, current affairs, arts and music. For, of course, the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgendered communities and all its allies. Heather Kitchen hosts Queer FM Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on CITR 101.9.
Thank you. it's high and dry, that's where I'm gonna be. So when the water rises, you won't have to look.
Okay, I don't do this very often, but I just can't endorse that song. I won't even tell you who it is, because that band, I don't want to say anything bad, but they have some good songs, and that just is not a good one. That was just such a bad song. I'm sorry. So, yeah, I'm not even going to tell you who it was, because that's just, like, mean. But my point is, I should have heard that one first, shouldn't I? I should have really done a little bit of homework on that song. But that's okay. That's okay, because I've got a much better song coming up right now. In case you're wondering, this is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm your host, Anita B. CITR is the place to be. And we're going to hear something from the Battles. This is their song, Lycanthropy. And apparently, not apparently, no. Lycanthropy, what it I know for a fact, it means the study of like wolves. No, wait a second. I thought I knew this. Werewolves. The study of werewolves. I don't know. Anyways, this is the Battles from the Vancouver Special Compilation released back in 2000 on Mint Records. The Battles on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Hey, Goodwood, I got the photos today.
Much better, much better.
Yeah.
other day. Didn't work. Stayed away. Oh, my heart bleeds. Oh, my heart bleeds. Oh, my heart bleeds.
All right, that right there is a... what's that called? A reissue. Yeah. So it's Cub, their album Betty Cola, that was originally released back in, oh God, early to mid 90s, but more early, like maybe 93, I'm thinking. Yeah, Cub. And now they've reissued it. How interesting is that? So this has been at the station for a little while, a couple months, maybe a few months. But there you go. That's Cub with the song, oh, right, Electric Chair. And then before that, we heard the band, local band, The Battles, with their song Lycanthropy from the Vancouver Special compilation that was a Mint Records release back in 00. Then we heard something that I don't want to say who it was because I cut it halfway short. And then, all right, the Von Zippers. The Von Zippers from the album On Guard for Thee, a collection of Canadian youth gone bad, Canada's youth gone bad. We heard the song Megavolt, which was a good rocker. I quite enjoyed that. And I feel like I wanted to tell you something. Other than it is 14 minutes to 8, at which point 8 o'clock is Val Cormier's time. She's here for 2 hours, 8 until 10, with her show, Folk Oasis. And I heard someone walking around, so I'm thinking she's here. So that's Val's show. And then from 10 until 11, you have got the sex show. How exciting. You've got Juicebox with Julia. There you go. So listen to that. But, oh, I know, I think I was going to tell you that I'm pretty excited about this new album. Buck 65 has new album. And I was talking to somebody recently who was saying that they did not like Buck 65's rap songs, but that they liked the other songs. And I'm kind of the opposite. Anyways, he has a new album out. It's called Situation. I have it in my hands. And it is released on WEA, so that's Warner Music Canada. And that seems to be the label his last couple ones have been on, from what I remember. Buck 65, he's from Halifax. And what can I tell you about him? He's a white dude. Canadian rap guy, but he's really good. And so I personally like his rap songs. And I'm actually more in favor of his rapping kind of songs versus his other songs. So I don't know. The debate's on. And let's listen. This right here is the song we're going to listen to is called... Cop Shades. And you are listening to my show here, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm Anita B, and the station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Iconoclastic. Magnetic mixtape, fantastic, turntable, gymnastic, circular, thin plastic, spectacular action, the science of friction, attraction, sink in the kitchen, addiction, ridiculous, attention to details, meticulous, the nucleus, the two of us, the nicest and the spookiest, priceless and lucrative, who could have guessed it? Destined to polish and demolish the next contestant. Consistent, constant, never non-stopping. Kissing a model, taking a piss in the bottle. Never missing a battle, permission is granted. Just listen, listen to this, listen to this. Loosen yourself up, chosen one, learn your lesson. Swallow this to burn your stress and earn your blessing. Make the sign of the cross fade in the first place. Stereo system, the scenario is worst case. Back to the birthplace, this is how it's meant to be. The signal was sent to me as a separate entity. Identity crises, born as a Pisces, out on the high seas. Vaguely, precisely, ugly but lovable. Partially invisible, the spiritual and physical. The lyrical and mystical, difficult, isn't it? The point, irrelevant, clumsy and elegant. The mouse and the elephant.
Shades, falcon versus eagle. Cop shades, weapons and sex toys. Cop shades, falcon versus eagle. Cop shades, weapons and sex toys.
Run with the hunted, the pundits, the self-funded bozos. In this corner, it's the 1,200 hobos. Make no bones about it till the ozone drops. It's promo stomps and robo cops.
oh so pretty, she's oh so pretty. Tougher than tough, the beat suffers from obesity. Leaves up the decency to keep your dishes peacefully. I ain't heard nothing that interests me recently. It's been a long time, baby. Maybe I'm wrong. Rappers lift weights, but still can't rhyme strong. The line's drawn, but I don't know who drew it. You don't like it, I would like to see you do it. Give it a go, under the lights, no looking back. Hail to the boss, fill in the blanks, never look down. No second chance, nailed to the cross. Difficult, isn't it the point? It's obvious, probably it's the difference between professionals and hobbyists.
Cop shades, Falcon versus Eagle. Cop shades, weapons and sex toys. Cop shades, Falcon versus Eagle. Cop shades, weapons and sex toys.
Kill, kill, pussycat, faster and more often. Lay down in your coffin, get harder or soften. Sensation more often, I'm lost in Penn Station. I can resist anything except temptation. Trust me, it figures, my fingers are dusty. Friggin' with some snakes, digging for drum breaks. It takes one to know one, I am rubber, you are glue. Number two, remember me, I'm working undercover for the love of the thunder. I wonder where I should wander. Slithering, slaughtering, hither and yonder. Water and wind, earth and fire, independent. Why bother? Is it worth defending the First Amendment? Sign of the times, choose a blind man to guide the blind. We all try to find a good excuse to hide behind. Difficult, isn't it? The point, there is none. Forget what you know, cause that's true wisdom.
Cop shades, Falcon versus Eagle. Cop shades, weapons and sex toys. Cop shades, Falcon versus Eagle. Cop shades, weapons and sex toys.
Now you know.
I don't know you. that she went up to you and gave you my number and said, call him or else he'll be sad. And I waited, waited for 2 weeks and I realized that you'd never call me. How could I have been so stupid? I should have gone up to you and told you myself how you made me feel.
Listen, radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
Everything gets altered over time. Nothing lasts for very long. Everything gets altered over time, whether you want it to or not. I refuse to just let things change. I refuse to just let things change. You claim the blame should all be mine for letting motivation fly. Everything is altered over time. Nothing lasts for very long. Everything is altered over time. Whether you're